5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I'm ticking a lot of boxes.
Put moron number two on the phone. The
biggest lot of crap of all time.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour. Triple M.
I feel good.
We're out of lockdown.
Oh.
We're out.
What a day.
Ah, oh, Bill, I'm not sure if it's actually any different to yesterday. Oh. To be honest, we're not really able to do a hell of a lot more.
Pubs are open.
Good for the creamy.
Oh, eh.
Now, Gian Rooney going to join us shortly. Gee. We need to talk swimming with her. She is a superstar, of course, and knows everything about the Australian team, and are they overachieving? Ooh. Unbelievable. Tuke Miller, going to speak to Tuke Miller, speaking of overachieving. What a season he's putting together. These are nice shows, these celebrating the big thing that's happening in Japan shows.
Sports event.
Yeah, really, they're nice shows. Hello. Now, this is a question I have.
Oh.
I was about to say hello to you, Fat.
Yeah,
okay. He's not as fat.
No.
Oh. So what are you going to do? You're at the tip of a conundrum.
Oh, am I? Righto. Yeah. What is the conundrum?
You can either buy smaller clothes.
Yes.
And stay where you are.
Yes.
Or leave the clothes you got on, which are hanging on you a bit, and know that you'll be back in a month anyway. Which one are you doing?
I'll leave the clothes.
How much have you lost? Being serious?
No. Well, one is Dry July, of course, and we're nearly finished.
No, I know why you've lost it. I'm saying how much have you lost?
Well, I haven't got scales at home, to be honest.
Well, you'd be 5 kilos minimum.
I've come in a 2 buckles.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's something. My pants fall down, Jim.
Bill, I saw you down the bottom there. We're both waiting for a haircut.
Yeah, we were.
And your ass was hanging clean out of your pants.
Because I need another. How do you put a buckle?
You need to go to a shoe repair shop. Well,
surely they must have things
where they cut keys.
Yeah.
They'll put a hole in there.
Because my pants fall off me.
Well, Fat.
Pity there's nothing around.
Jim,
I tell you what, but good. And you're looking good too with your haircut, by the way. But what a golden day for Australia,
nuts.
Jim. Do you know 3 golds, and we'll talk about them very shortly.
Gold for Australia.
But the most golds ever in one day for Australia is 3. And the past Olympics, and today we got 3 Olympics, that is. Hey, g'day you, Raps.
Now she goes up, Arnie. She gets into the lead. Ariane Titmus, the legend is growing before our eyes. She does it again. An Olympic record. Oh. A golden double.
Courtesy of Channel 7, that audio. Yeah,
great audio from Channel 7. Man. She is extraordinary.
And
we're going to get to Gian with that. Yes. But the rowing, Bill. Now,
Jim.
You know that there's been Olympic rowing commentary. And there's been Olympic rowing commentary.
I got a text last night about this.
There's some special commentary over the journey.
Yes,
but Bill, the 4s,
yeah.
that is the blue riband event.
It is,
of
right.
the Olympics.
Well,
and for us to win the men's 4 is extraordinary.
Yeah.
That's it. No. And then, of course, the women for the first time ever in the 4s.
I know.
That's it, Bill.
Well, let's have
one
a listen.
After another.
The women's. This is unbelievable.
The Australians giving it everything. Just in front. Netherlands not getting there yet. Still Australia marginally in front. It's Netherlands trying ever so hard. But the Australians are holding on and win gold.
Yes.
Oh, what a performance.
So, Bill, that's it. And Jess Morrison, a very good friend of mine for years, has been her parents.
Oh, good. She's one
Johnny
of them.
And Kaz, who are magnificent people. She was a very, very talented young swimmer.
Yep.
Buggered her shoulder, took up rowing.
Oh, good.
A bit like Kim Crow, who was a track athlete, took up rowing. And she is now an Olympic gold medalist, Jess. So well done to
the
Morrows. But that is a superb performance from our girls and the boys as well.
Yeah, hang on.
Brilliant. And they've still got more to go, by the way.
Well, the Dutch were coming on the girls. Weren't they coming at them? And they held.
Charging.
So well done to Jess. Well done to Annabelle, who was in there. Rosemary Popper.
Yep.
And Lucy Stephen. Guess where she's from? Nil, Jim.
Middle of bloody nowhere, halfway to Adelaide.
Landlocked on the way to Adelaide. I think 1,800 people live there. There's a dam there.
Yes.
So she must have got in the dam a bit, and I think there's a swamp.
But we're very well placed to win more gold in the rowing.
Well,
Jess, of course, in the doubles. So I think that was superb. I could not get my eyes off either of those races. Well, tough conditions too.
Oh.
Like the bloody wind and the water was all chopped up. So that's brilliant.
So the girls won and then this happened with the boys.
They're still just in front, the Australians. The Italians are coming at them hard. 50 metres to row, a chaotic finish.
Yes.
But the Australians hold on. The Australians have done it. The Australians have done it. The gold medal is coming home.
So, another one, Jim. So 25 years ago, Awesome Foursome won. And now we've got a new Awesome Foursome.
Superb.
Will they get gold Commodores when they come back, like the originals?
Well, they don't make them anymore. But brilliant, Bill. Absolutely superb. So well done to all concerned.
Exactly right. The Matildas were okay last night. They drew with the US of A. They're not sure. They're just waiting on now to see if they get through to the finals.
No, they're playing Great Britain.
Oh, great. Yep. Thank you. There's an update. So well done to the Matildas. The men's water polo. I know you like the women's,
Jim. I like them both, though. That was extraordinary. Because Croatia are very, very hard to beat.
They are a powerhouse.
The size of the bastard.
Oh, how big are they?
Jesus Christ, Bill. Wow. I'm watching it. Mind you, our big boy in the middle there, he's got good size about him as well. What about the punching on under the water?
Underwater.
How good?
We need more of those underwater cameras.
The guys, like at one stage, the big boy, big Croatian in the centre,
big boy.
Has turned around to our bloke and just gone bang and dropped one on him. And our bloke's just gone, have some of that.
So they were down,
just
Jim.
Punching each other.
They were down the Sharks and they won 11-8. Great win because they don't get beaten, Croatia, do they? They do
our
not.
Our kids are glued to. How good are the kids?
Yeah.
Like, for our kids are 16 to 14, four of them at home, and they are punching the air, high-fiving each other. They're loving it.
Well, you know what you are? A proud to be Australian. You really are, Jim.
Opals.
Well, no.
Worried about them.
We need Lizzie.
Started brilliantly.
Yeah.
And was 7-up and looking good, and then it just fell horribly away.
It did. They just dropped right away. Jess Fox, that was great, but disappointing.
Disappointing given how well she paddled to that point.
Well, she was the fastest on the course.
But easily.
And hit two bloody thingamajigs.
Whatever. Gets another shot.
Yeah, she does indeed. So that was good. Some footy news, Jim.
Oh, come on.
Because guess what? Footy still goes ahead.
Yeah, of course it does.
So no crowds for the next 2 weeks. That's been decided. We knew
I've
that.
Got something I want to talk about with you too about footy, but keep going.
Righto. Grian Myers, he's out for a while now. He re-injured that broken leg. Yes. So he's played, I reckon, 3 or 4 games, but re-injured. Yep. Nat Fyfe is out for the year. We know that. He's had the operation. He's in hospital.
Yep.
What about this? This interests me, Jim. Even interests me. That Carlton are going shootouts. They're no good, right? And Teague's under the pump. Mm. They've got problems there. And guess what they come out? What's today's news, do you reckon, at Carlton?
Charlie Curnow.
Yes! Some positive news, which could help Teague and could help Carlton. So should he come back? Because he's been out for 2 years.
Well, I guess the medical staff wouldn't have cleared him if he wasn't ready.
Nah, that's right. So all the best to Charlie. You would love to see him run out there and kick some goals and have a bit of fun. So that's about all the news.
Bill,
what have you got?
What about the education department banning APS and AGS sport for the next 2 weekends?
No, they haven't, have
they? They have. When? None. So all the schools aren't able to compete in sport for 2 weekends. Why?
That is a very
It's already tough enough for kids, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, especially, they've already been locked up and having a homeschool and all the rest of it. Now they come out, and I don't know about anyone else's,
but
my kids can't bloody play sport quick enough. Overnight, apparently, the education department has said for 2 weeks there's no sport. So how stupid is that? My son can play for the Hampton Rovers,
but
he's not allowed to play for his school.
That is ridiculous. That
is ridiculous, Bill.
I tell you what you don't want to be. A kid doing year 11 and 12 the last two years, Jim.
No, no good.
How tough that?
My beautiful better half's eldest just missed his school formal.
Yeah.
Had the suit and everything. That was called off. Bill, I'm with you all around Melbourne. Doesn't matter what school you go to. Year 12 is obviously incredibly important.
18ths and all that.
All
you miss,
of that,
mate.
Bill.
You miss a lot of things that could go on there.
Totally agree with you. It's one of the most important years of your life. Look at Bill.
Well,
assumption, a bit of that, was there? Yeah. Of course there was.
Kissing a cuddle with my old mate.
I don't think there was any of that going on up there. Anyway, we need to get to Gian Rooney because she is waiting to tell us all about the swimming.
Yes.
It's a massive show. Tuke Miller to join us later on as well. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know what it's like?
Yes.
Neglect, lack of intimacy, lack of close touchness.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. The girls are doing us proud over in Tokyo. And someone who knows all about that is Gian Rooney, who won a gold medal in 2004.
Our Aussie girls are dominating in the pool in Tokyo with 4 gold medals.
Gold, gold, gold for Australia.
And we've got a golden girl of our own. Please welcome 2004 Athens gold medalist Gian Rooney.
Bloody oath.
Yes.
Star, of course, of the pool. And now doing a magnificent job of assessing what's going on in the pool. G, welcome to you.
Hello, boys. Gee. How are you? Out of lockdown and happy day. Oh,
well, it's a great day.
All of you Melburnians and Victorians, we're very proud of you.
And Australia, of course. Great day for Australia, G, in the pool. Wow, wee.
Holy dooly. Is it exciting or what? Oh, talk about this team had so much expectation on them coming into these games. I know we're only halfway through, but haven't they delivered so far? My goodness. Well, so much to get excited about.
Arnie Titmus, those two races, Arnie, like Bill and everyone else, we just watch, we don't know like you. Yes. But you could not have executed in either of them any better. The final 35 metres of both of those races were just like the hair stands up the back of your neck, Jeez.
I think that's exactly right, Jimmy, in the fact that you look at the pressure and the expectation that was on Arnie coming into these games. You look at the fact that her greatest rival is the greatest female distance swimmer of all time in the American Katie Ledecky. You look at the rivalry, you look at the build-up, you look at the pressure, yet still all she has spoken about in the lead-up, when I spoke to her before trials, she was like, I don't think about the outcome. I just know that it's going to take either a world record or the closest to get to a world record to win that 400. And so she's focused on the process and been able to execute the race and put everything else aside and do it when it counts. Yeah. It was just one of the greatest swims of all time.
Both of them, really. And how nervous do you get, G? And I don't even know her. I've never heard her. I've seen her on the ads, actually. Yep. Geez, they did well. Harvey Norman picked her out early. I only seen her on the ads. But, geez, you get nervous for her, don't you?
Well, this is what's been quite strange for me, in the fact that I never used to get too nervous when I swam. I used to love the pressure and the expectation. Yeah. Arnie's the same. She loves that challenge. Kyle Chalmers loves the challenge and the expectation. Whereas now that I'm sitting on the sidelines, I understand what parents must feel like. Yeah. I feel like a proud mum watching her, and I get far more nervous now as a spectator than I ever used to do when I was in it. So, poor family sitting up there in Noosa, our pods, parents of our dolphins. Yes, I think they're doing a great job, and I love that they're all together because they can support each other through that time. Whereas, the poor parents at home sitting on their own going, oh, my goodness, I'm about to lose it. I might have a heart attack.
Katie Ledecky, by the way, now 200, 400, 800 and 1,500-metre gold medalist at the Olympics. A freak. Will we ever see the like of her again?
I don't think we will, no. And she's not done yet. We've still got the 800 to swim, but at this stage, we just saw that women's 1500, the first time it's ever been held at an Olympic Games, and how much that meant to Katie Ledecky. Mm. Like, we talk about the pressure that was on Arnie. Imagine what it's been like on Katie Ledecky when she's coming into her third Olympics. She'd never been beaten at Olympic competition at the individual level before Arnie beat her in that 400. Mm. Again, in the 200, she was a defending champ. The 1500, it's the first time I've seen her at the end of that race actually show some emotion. She got a few tears, quickly put the goggles back on and ducked under the water to try and not show how much that meant to her to get the monkey off her back over there in Tokyo. The 800 is going to be an absolute ripper because I think we've seen now that Katie is more geared towards the distance events at these games. And Arnie has this speed in the 200 and the 400. So I think we're going to see the same showdown all over again in the 800. Wow. And given the confidence that Arnie now has, she could be going for gold again.
Kaylee McEwen, nuts?
Nuts. I just sat and cried. I jumped around like a smashed banana with Arnie in the 400 the first time. And then during Kaylee's race, I sat there and I just cried because I watched her be sitting about third with her 5 metres to go, and she just found something with 5 metres to swim. And I truly believe that in that 5 metres, her dad helped her out. Yeah. We know the story now about her dad passed away 11 months ago to brain cancer. She's got a tattoo on her foot that says, I'll always be with you. And I honestly believe that at that moment, he was with her. He helped her win that gold. And gosh, I could cry all over again. So again, it goes to show what it means. And it's really, I think I heard a reporter say this line, and I'm going to steal it for a second, when we're hearing the human stories behind these superhuman performances. Oh, and I love that.
Nice, G. Yep. 6 gold, 1 silver, 8 bronze, as I said earlier. Hey, I tell you what, who's been your BIP, your best in pool? 3, 2, 1, please, G.
Arnie. You have to say Ariane at this stage. However, Kaylee's not done yet.
Yes,
Kaylee's still the favourite to win the 200 backstroke.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to set things out for you here. We've also got the medley, mixed medley relay to come, the first time we've ever had this event at the Olympics. So that's the only rules are you've got to swim two males and two females. They can be in any order. Ah. Australia is a gold medal chance in that. You would think that Kaylee will swim the backstroke leg. So Kaylee's another shot for two gold medals there, and then the female medley relay at the end of the week, which we could possibly win the gold there. And then you've got Arnie. She's already got two. She possibly could win the eight. Our 4x2 freestyle girls could possibly win the relay. So we could potentially be looking at 4 or 5 gold medals for either girl.
Oh, wow. That's unbelievable. Now, Gian, you did say to us, we spoke to you before the event, that the women would be outstanding, and they have been. I'll tell you where else the women are outstanding.
Where?
Water polo.
Oh, well, our new sport.
My goodness.
Oh, we love it.
How good.
And the Matildas, hopefully they can get a win on Friday night as well. There's so many teams.
Back to the Stingers.
Back to the Stingers. The Stingers have caught our attention, yes. G.
A lot better than the Sharks, let me tell you, to watch.
Are you just watching all the underwater
stuff? No, we like the tactics. We like the goalie. Our goalie, too, is outstanding.
We don't know one name.
I tell you what, though, I would never survive in a water polo game. Wow. Is that like Greco-Roman wrestling in the water?
I think it is.
It is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And I know that the girls, you know, before, like the suits they've got on at the moment are the equivalent fabric to what our swimmers wear in the pool. Mm. And they're almost stretch resistant and they're quite hardy.
Yep.
Whereas back in the days before those suits, the girls used to go through like 6 pairs of togs every game because they'd be ripped to shreds.
I know.
Well, my beautiful partner, Lisa, she's worked me out pretty well, G.
Yeah.
She gives me the... So you've just appeared again as the girls hit the pool for the water
again, are you, Jim?
How come you seem to have really latched onto this sport? I just admire the athleticism, G.
Oh, Jim, no you don't. Hey, I tell you what else is good. Our man, Matt Horton, got a bronze. He was part of the... Mac Hawkins. Yes, get it right.
Mac Hawkins.
Mac Horton.
Horton and Mac Hawkins.
Bill. Well, he's my mate. We swam together in the boat.
Take a chair and sit this one out.
I'll
Bill.
Cut that bit out,
we'll cut that
G.
Out, that's it.
But he got a bronze because he was part of the relay.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
He was. And I'd like to acknowledge all the heat swimmers because you cannot swim a final without the swimmers that got you there in the heat. So they all get a medal. As they rightly should, for helping out the team.
AG, great chatting to you. Bill and I think we know, but really we don't. So it's good to speak to Gian, who actually knows more about it than any of us ever will. We'll hopefully speak to you again when the whole thing's done and we can properly celebrate.
Yep.
Absolutely. We're only halfway through. The best could still be yet to come. Thanks, guys.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Tuke Miller not far away, and we revisit an interview with an Olympian.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The colours, Jim. Right. The magenta, the rose, talkies, and teal.
Talkies
and teal.
Hang on a second, hang on.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. We get all the big footy guests here on this show. And this man is having an unbelievable season, currently third on the AFL Coaches Association votes, Tuke Miller.
Our next guest is having the best season of his career and is well on his way to earning a first All-Australian jacket.
All the ball, Ainsworth, hand pass, Tuke Miller, crossed the body from 30, puts it through, the Suns are home here now.
Before the Suns take on the D's, please welcome Tuke Miller.
Now, Fat, you get footballers that play incredibly well for a long time, but because they're out of mind, out of sight a little bit, at Freo potentially or the Gold Coast Suns, they don't get the respect they deserve. This man's starting to get that respect because he is a star. Tuke Miller, welcome to you.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, not the first time. He's been in studio with us before, and I think you enjoyed that experience.
it was good fun. It was good fun. Better vibe, I reckon.
Yeah, better live, better have you in. Now, you're just saying, we've heard you've had a good year, third on the Coaches Award behind Oliver and Bontempelli, and you're just saying off air that you think you'll pile the most votes in the Brownlow, but you won't win it, of course, but that's how good a year you've had, Tuke.
I wish. It's been a fortunate year, mate. I reckon, starting to find my feet, and there's definitely a beneficiary of the teammates I've got, starting to play better footy, so, it's been really good.
What do you put it down to? I mean, 134 games, so you're right in your prime. What do you put your last 40? Because it's not just this year. You had a very good year last year too. What do you put it down to? What did a, pen, a light sort of switch on, or did you
penny
get,
drop?
Penny dread get fitter? Did you? What have you done to create this?
No, to be fair, it's not so much I've done anything extra. I truly believe that the teammates and the blokes I have around me, we've just got it better as a team. And I honestly have just been a beneficiary of that. And I reckon over time, I put a lot of hard work into, you know, working on my craft and my game. And yeah, I guess, like you said, I'm probably starting to hit my prime of my career and it's starting to show. So yeah, a bit of combination of a lot of hard work and the team is actually improving a lot more. So yeah, I'm just helping that.
So the team are improving. 6 wins for the year. We've seen some really good wins and then just some poor games also. But you think we're going the right way, the Suns?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's funny. After the bye, the game against Freo and Port probably didn't showcase exactly where we were going at the time, but we've been trying to build this consistency and being hard to play against. Yeah. And I think that's the key. And, you know, games against the Dogs were a perfect example where, you know, we show a lot of resilience in that game. And I know the weekend probably wasn't a great result for us scoreboard-wise, but we know that first half was our brand of football and that we can take it to a top four side. So, you know, we've still got to have a lot of belief that two quarters doesn't break in month of footy. So, yeah.
Good.
And the pandemic last year and a half, it's been different for you blokes because you've actually been able to stay at home when a lot of the other teams have had to fly around. That must have been easier for you too.
Yeah, no, we've been so fortunate. I don't envy any other teams that had to move around a lot, but and do the whole hub life. But yeah, we've definitely lucked out a fair bit up here. Not the worst place to live though, on the Gold Coast. So,
and Stewie Jew, we like him a lot here. What's he like as a coach, mate?
Yeah, he's really honest. He's got a lot of trust in the team and the leadership group. He's a people person. I think how he sees the game as well is really good, and he's all about, you know, he comes from a pretty good background in terms of being at Sydney and Hawthorn, so he knows what it takes, and he knows what we're trying to build as a club. It's not so much about, you know, this year and next year, it's more about how can we make our club strong for the next couple of decades, so yeah, I think it's super important.
Now, Jimmy Boy, you might know this, but Tuke Miller we're talking to, was selected to represent Victoria in state cricket, Jim.
Come on.
And then played actually with North Melbourne in the seniors. Is that right, Tukey?
Yeah, yep. I did play. I actually played with Zach Merritt in the under-15s Vic team. Yeah, he was a left-arm medium pacer, and Peter Wright as well.
Peter Wright. And what was he, a bowler?
Yeah, both bowlers and pretty handy with the bat. So, it was
good.
What
were you?
Oh, mate, I was a keeper trying to bat is what I put it down to.
And what you found, Tuke, which is what I say regularly to Fat over here, is that cricket is a far more difficult game to play.
Yeah, no, I picked the right sport, I think. I picked the right sport.
Good effort.
Hey, Zach, did you see Zach Tuke came back this year and played, I think, for the Cobden Thirds and made 100 off about 14 overs?
No, he didn't. That's unreal.
He did.
And he wore a helmet.
That's surprising, mate.
He wore a helmet. And they didn't know who he was. And then he took the helmet off. They go, what are you doing here, Merritt?
It was reverse sweeping sixes and all sorts. And the other mob were going, who the hell's this bloke? And then they realised it was the Essendon Flyer.
He does not surprise me, mate. He's very gifted. He was a gun cricketer when I was playing with him. He was that good.
Now, the name Tuke, Jim.
We've actually asked Tuke about this before, but
a year ago. This 2 years ago,
right,
Jim. Okay. And we got a new audience out there.
Yeah,
new plumbers and new roofers.
Oh.
Roofers, Tuke. We have a lot of tradies listening in here. The name Tuke is made up, yes?
Yeah, correct. Yep. Comes from mum and dad made it up from they had a teddy bear that was named Dookie and then chucked the T in front of it. And then I landed with Tuke, so forevermore it's been Tuke. It's pretty random.
Better than Tukey.
Yeah, no, it was going to be. They reckon they were going to make it Tukey, and they're like, oh, he turns 25, 20, that's going to be pretty awkward. So they changed it to Tuke, just shortened it up.
Oh. Hey, we were just talking about your junior sport. With the footy, when you're in the Vic Metro team 2014, Bill, I don't know if you're aware of who was in this team.
Well,
it's quite extraordinary, the players that played with, like Jordan Dugowie, for instance, Clayton Oliver, I think, was involved. No, he was the next year. Yep. Angus Brayshaw, of course, Christian Petrarca. And it was at Braden Maynard. It was a nuts team, and you didn't win.
Darcy Moore.
We didn't win. We didn't. We Darcy Moore, yeah, mate, we had oh, the list goes on and on. You know, there's so many blokes that played in that team that are now starting to hit their straps as well. But you're right, we still couldn't get it done. We're just a team full of stars, but we couldn't get it done.
Jason Castagna. Jeez, it's Jason Jaden Laverty. Nuts. Ridiculous bloody team. So what happened? Did you all get ahead of yourselves?
Yeah, oh, I'm pretty sure someone, I got told it was their leader, their captain, was an absolute stinker. Like, he just couldn't bring the team together.
Now, we hear a lot about the draw to come home. Young Chera from Freo, lots of talk about the fact that he wants to come home and be with his family and play here in Melbourne. Has that existed for you at all? Have you, at any part of your 134-game career at the Gold Coast, did you think, well, you know what, it might be bad to go back to Melbourne?
Nah, never. Goldie gave me the opportunity to play footy and live my dream, and I feel like I've probably seen the bottom end of the Gold Coast, and now we're just chasing the light at the end of the tunnel, and like I want to be a part of that. So, I honestly, like it's a great place to live lifestyle wise, and also the footy club's in a really strong spot, so I have no reason to be anywhere else. So yeah, it's been nice to me. It's been pretty good.
No, good
How
on
well
you.
Well answered that.
Bloody oaf. That is fantastic. Very mature.
Yes, I like it.
And now, where are you living on the Gold Coast? And are we holding hands with someone or married? Or what's the story, Tookie?
No, haven't got the knee dirty yet. But I've been with my girlfriend for 5 years now. And living in Miami, yeah, I know, the pressure's starting to get me.
Bloody oaf.
A few of my mates have dropped the knee and got married, and one's even popped a baby out. So, you know, there's always... It's always helping the cause. We live in Miami, at the moment. It's 25 and sunny, so cannot complain, mate. Life's very nice up here.
Hey, we're loving watching it. Yeah. One of the great stories for this year, as Bill said, third in the coaches' votes, and that is one of the most sought-after awards in our game. So that says plenty about how you're going. Well done, mate. Keep it going.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tookie.
And Took's up against a couple of his former teammates in Angus Brayshaw and Christian Petrarca this weekend.
Knocked the helmet off him.
As they play against the Demons on Saturday on Triple M Footy. It's the Rush Hour with JB and Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I went to a joint gym that was that small that I put my key in the front door and it opened the back door.
Oh, no.
Shebang. Yeah. Peter and Gil.
Shebang.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Billy's Footy Tips. Love footy? You'll love Seekers Footy Tipping, with weekly prizes up for grabs, so you can join in anytime. Sign up now at SeekerFootyTipping.com. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite.
Not been great, Bill. We get him to do it every week, and hovers somewhere between four and sort of six.
Seven.
That's sort of pretty much it.
I think I got seven last week for our good friends at Seeker.
All right, well, let's go for Seeker here. St Kilda, Carlton, Marvel.
St Kilda, don't like Carlton anymore. Out.
Oh, now the Western Bulldogs, Adelaide, Mars, of course.
Mars, ooh. Ballarat. Ooh. It'd be nice down there. Ooh. Closest game, Jim, I reckon, because of the wind and conditions.
No, it won't be.
That's a will, because of the conditions. But who let the dogs out? Woof, woof.
Speaking of beautiful places to play football, Blunston down in Hobart, of course, North Melbourne. Geelong.
North Melbourne play all right. They were good last week, as you know, Jim. Geelong won 10 out of 11. That'll make it 11 out of 12. You've got to go the Cats.
The big bodies will worry North Melbourne around the footy, I reckon. Gold Coast, Melbourne.
Interesting, Jim. Where's this one being played?
To be confirmed.
I'll go with Melbourne just. They need to win, Jim, don't they? They're in a lull.
Yeah, there's some areas they need to straighten up, no doubt about it. Collingwood, West Coast, MCG, yes.
Jim, I'm smelling an upset.
Sniffing one. Hello.
The young Collingwood side at the G, West Coast do not travel after they were pretty good last week. So, upset.
Hello, Bill. Essendon, Sydney, Gabba.
Good game. These two, haven't they built up a nice rivalry over the years? Go back to when Plugger kicked that point after the siren to get them into 96. The final. So, good rivalry. Sydney, for me.
Hawthorn, Brisbane. That's in Launceston.
That is down in Lonnie. And Brisbane, then they need a good win too.
They do. GWS, Port Adelaide.
Good game again. Are you going to go ongoing with Port Adelaide in this one?
I see. And Fremantle, Richmond over there in Perth.
Both sides need to win this one. Freo to stay in touch and Richmond to stay in touch. But no Fife, no Sonny Walters. So you're going to have to go, come on, Tigers. Yeah. Find something, Tigers. Find a bit more hunger. Richmond, for me, there's 9 out of 9.
It's all thanks to Seeker.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill on tomorrow. Uh-oh.
What?
Andrew Gaze.
No, oh, no. Not pumpkin, is he?
Have you seen what's going on at night?
I don't know what he's doing.
He's on the show.
He's on the show.
Him and Raider.
He just starts talking and I'm trying to follow him. I don't know what he's doing.
And poor old, is it Lisa?
Lisa Stelaker. She's in the screen from Sydney.
And she's trying to get in.
But also trying to work out what Gazy's saying.
But also trying to get in when you got Gazy and you got Mari. You got no chance of getting in.
No.
Well, we'll try to make some sense out of him tomorrow. Something we won't make sense out of is Bill's idiot file.
Yes, we will.
Idiot file. Now, Bill.
Yes.
Before we get to the jokes.
Well, Hayden Wild, who got a bronze gym in the men's triathlon, okay?
Yes.
And, of course, family and friends back home in New Zealand across the ditch there. They were all excited and up and about. And even his ex-girlfriend, there was a tinge of regret, I think.
I'm so proud of Hayden, like, just all the work that he's obviously done to get there is just amazing. I went to primary school with him and he's grown so much and, yeah, real proud.
Yeah. What would you like to say to him? He's obviously over in Tokyo.
Oh, I regret backing up with you.
Oh, geez, a girlfriend's that.
That's funny.
That is funny.
I like that.
She broke up with him. Now she wants to get back with him and just get a touch of that
bronze
medal.
Thank you, Bill. Now, Bill, something humorous, because they've been real ordinary. No, I don't know what the Olympics has brought the worst out in you.
The postcard one was good
not
yesterday.
Really good. No.
Well delivered.
No, it wasn't.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Oh, it's hard to find one, Jim, but I might have got one here for you.
All right, come on then.
You won't believe this, Jim. I know you won't, but I'm actually in the process of writing a stage production based on puns.
Are you?
Yeah. Yep. It's a play on words.
Oh, no.
It's a play, Jim, on words. Yeah. It's a pun.
Yep.
P-U-N.
So the good thing about this for me, Rabbits, is because it's a pre-recorded show, we can actually get rid of that.
Yeah. That doesn't deserve plastic.
No.
Right.
Okay, so we go again.
And you wouldn't believe yesterday I was driving around Geelong, Jim, just as I do there.
Yes.
Only 5 km from my house.
Yes.
And I found myself behind an ambulance, an ambo. Right, I was behind this
ambulance,
and there was this small metal box sitting on the back of the bumper bar of the ambulance.
Yes.
So you wouldn't believe it. He went around a corner. I'm following him, and this box flew off the bumper bar and landed in the curb.
Right.
Landed there, Jim.
Yes.
So me being a good Samaritan, I pulled over and got the box. And when I opened it, there was a human toe there in the box.
In the box.
So they were obviously, it was a bit of a rush. They had to get it to hospital, maybe. Yeah. So very serious sort of a scene. So I jumped into action, Jim.
Yes.
And I took it to the Geelong Hospital, okay?
Yes.
And said, yes, I was following this ambulance and arrived here. And this is a box I found that come off the back of it. They said, thank God for that, because the ambo has lost a toe. We need the toe.
That's it.
So I said, all right, then, so what are you going to do? Is the ambulance going to come and collect it? She said, no, we've called a tow truck.
Oh, no. What the hell? Can you believe it?
Jim, they called a tow truck to come and get it.
Because it's a tow. Oh, no. As I said, the Olympics bring the worst out in him.
Oh, because I am Olympic'd out.
Oh,
Olympic.
I'm Olympic out.
Mac Hawkins? Or Matt Horton?
Matt Horton, my man that I beat. Well done, Bill. Another good show for you. Wow, get a cleaner. I got asthma.